عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصدق طمانينة وإن الكذب ريبة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروش پڑھ لیں. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, the Cherisher, the Merciful One. Peace, greetings and salutations be upon Muhammad Mustafa, Muhammad Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers in Islam, the great faqih of this ummah, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned that throughout the year there are five nights of great virtue, of great significance, extraordinary nights, nights in which the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon the believers unconditionally. The night of Jumu'ah, the night of Eid al-Fitr, the night of Eid al-Azha, and the first night of the month of Rajab, and finally Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned the 15th night of Sha'ban. These are extraordinary nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for His servants that the ibadullah, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should lift up their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will pardon them and Allah will forgive all their sins. The late Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh would often say in his bayan that the ummah today has engaged themselves in istighfar, but they have forgotten tawbah. They have engaged themselves in istighfar, but they have forgotten tawbah. The Hazrat makes this, gives us this subtle difference between istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar means to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your past sins. Jo guzra hua zamana hai, aapne gunah kiya ho, ya jo gunah kiye ho insaan ne, uski muafi, wo istighfar hai. To repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your past sins. An insan does istighfar but he forgets to do tawbah. And tawbah actually means to make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will try his utmost best to abstain from sins in the future. Yeh hai tawbah. So insan is doing istighfar but he lacks in tawbah. And the two should go together. The combination, istighfar and tawbah. Allah paak mujhe aapko tawfeeq de. Hum tawbah bhi kare aur Allah ke saamne istighfar bhi kare, Allah ke saamne rujoo bhi kare. When we look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected brothers, we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just value Laylatul Qadr or the 15th night of Sha'ban, or the night of Eid, or the night of Eid al-Azha, or the night of Jumu'ah. When we look at the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's very clear that for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every night was precious. Every night for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was sacred and precious. And this was the instruction that he gave to the companions, that value that portion of time that Allah has given you from after ghurub until tulu'. Value that period of time. And this is also mentioned in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah praises Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And the tarteeb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that in the night he would wake up and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite the Quran in the salah. This was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafilatan lak. This is bonus for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that is extra for you. Some of the ulama have mentioned that this is an indication that tahajjud salah was farz upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we look into the seerah of Rasulullah, we see that Huzur alayhi salam was very much regular and very much punctual in his tahajjud salah. And straight after tahajjud salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. Allah wishes you, Allah wants to grant you the highest position in his makhluk, and that is maqaman mahmud. That elevated status. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam on the day of Qiyamah will be on this elevated, on this high area. And he will look at the makhluk, and that is Maqam-e-Mahmood. And at that point, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam will be given Shafa'atul Kubra. All the lips will be sealed of all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and the angels. No one will be given permission to speak due to the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ka jalal aisa hoga ke sare ke sare khamosh honge aur ek hi tasbih hogi dil mein, innaka anta allamul ghuyub, innaka anta allamul ghuyub. The only zat that will be given permission to speak will be rahmatul lil alamin, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he will speak, he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at that time he will intercede on behalf of his ummah. ہم جیسے گنہگار لوگوں کی شفاعت کے لیے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میدان حشر میں محنت کریں گے. So we see in the seerah of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that night was valued. ہم اور آپ تو رات کو انٹرنیٹ کے اندر بیٹھتے ہیں. We don't value night. Our majalis after night, we talk about everything of this dunya. We are in front of our TV set, not realizing that time is very, very precious that Allah has given us. Yeh waqt haath se nikal raha hai. Yeh waqt haath se nikal raha hai. Aur phir ek waqt wo aayega ki insaan afsos karega. Us waqt insaan ko yeh afsos kaam nahi dega. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam's mother would say to the Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, that be vigilant of the night prayers. Do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night. And if you want poverty to be removed from you, tum chahte ho ke faqr o faqa tum se dur ho, thori si takleef karo, raat ke waqt uthkar Allah ko yaad karo. Poverty will go away from you. Faqr o faqa tum se dur ho jayega. And when we look at the tarteeb of sahaba-e-kiram ajma'een, also in Surah Al-Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the companions, and that we as an ummah must hold the companions as an example. Allah says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And you see the companions, they will slip off from their beddings very quietly without disturbing anyone. خاموشی سے اپنے بستر سے الگ ہو جائیں. يدعون appealing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, with fear and anticipation. Umid raktihum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Yet they don't know, no soul knows what I have hidden from their eyes and what I am going to give them as a reward for them waking up in the night and remembering me. Puri makhluk soyi hui ho aur insaan uthkar Allah Allah kare, Allah ko ye cheez bahut zyada pasand hai. In the hadith, in targhib ut-tarhib, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that inna fil jannati la shajara, that in Jannah there is one tree, and from beneath the tree horses will come out. اتنا بڑا درخت ہوگا کہ نیچے سے یہ horses گورے سب نکلیں گے. And the dwellers of Jannah will mount on the horses, and the speed of the horse is that every gallop will be as far as the eye can see. Every gallop will be as far as the eye can see. And beautiful horses, خوبصورت دنیا میں جو سواری ہے, جنت کی سواری, سبحان اللہ, جنت کی سواری کیا, دنیا کی سواری کیا, براق کا واقعہ آپ نے سنا. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said that this horse will have wings and the dwellers of Jannah will mount onto the horses and that horse will take them for a ride in all the different sections of Jannah. اور اور کر انسان وہاں جائے گا. And those in a lower section of Jannah will complain to the malaika that how come they get this opportunity to sit on this horse and this maqam, this status is given to them. Why? What did they do that we didn't do? And this is answered in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the angels will say to them, kanu yusalluna wa hum yanamun. That these were the people who would wake up in the night and remember Allah whilst you were sleeping. Tum soye hue the, to ye log jaag kar Allah Allah karte the. This is a great opportunity, my respected brothers and elders, that Allah has given us this night. Shab-e-Bara'at and Laylatul Qadr that is coming. Ulama have mentioned that there are three types of eyes. The fire of Jahannam will not touch them. One set of eyes are the eyes of the Mujahideen that are guarding the borders of Islamic territory. Aur raat ke waqt dekh rahe hain ki Islami zameen ke upar koi dushman to nahi aa raha hai. And they stay awake in the night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said those eyes are eyes of great honor and the fire of Jahannam will not touch them, the Mujahideen. The second set of eyes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the eyes that cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jiska dil naram ho, aur jo ro pare Allah ke samne, aur aansu bahe, that body will not be burnt in the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us the tawfiq that our hearts become soft. The third set of eyes, the ulama have mentioned, are those eyes that stay awake in the nights in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in our time, hamare aise aise akabireen hai, hamare aise aise buzrug hai, that they only sleep for 2 to 3 hours in the night, in this day and age. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great opportunity, my respected brothers and elders. Nobody knows what the lifespan is. Will we be alive next year to witness Laylatul Bara'ah or to witness the month of Ramadan? Or let alone next year or the coming month of Ramadan, Ramadan that is just close by. Who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne hamare liye kya muqaddar mein likha hai. Let us take this opportunity Allah has given us this night. This night is Laylatul Bara'ah. And in the Arabic language, Bara'at means emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, from the fire of hell. Urdu ke andar bara'at ka maana hota hai chhutkara hasil karna. Allah ne azadi di hai is raat mein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance. And the doors of Jannah open up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching His creation, His makhluk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on the first sky, on the first heaven. And it is in this night that Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into the chamber of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what an honorable lady she is. What a fortunate lady she is. She is the one who enjoyed the very close moments with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is that lady that once Jibreel Amin came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of Dahya Kalbi, who was a handsome sahabi. And Jibreel Amin came in his form. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha, Ya Aisha, hadha Jibreel, yakra'u alayki salam. That, O Aisha, this is Jibreel, and Jibreel is giving you salam. Respected brothers and elders, these were our mothers, such honorable beings that Malaika would give them salam. And what is the condition of our mothers and sisters today? Ek wo zamana tha ke farishte fakhr karte the masturat ke upar. Aaj maa behno ki kya halat hai? And for that matter, even look at the condition of the men folks. So many letters come to me and are written. Maulana, speak on this subject, talk about this. We have this problem, that problem, this problem. What problem do you talk about? On the face of it, everything looks beautiful. Chehre ke upar dari, sar ke upar topi, amama pehna hua. Lekin Allah hi jane ki dil ke andar mere aapke akhlaq kaise hai. Such letters that it is embarrassing for me to even read in front of you sitting on the pulpit of Masjid Umar. Koi aurat shikayat kar rahi ki hamara miya bas, all he knows is how to slap me and beat me up. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-alim. Masturat ko maar. Imagine if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here, Hazrat Umar Farooq was here. Are these the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We have to change in this night. For this is the night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes the a'mal of taqdeer to the angels, what they have to do. And we have to change in this night, insha'Allah ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the hujra of Hazrat Aisha. And we have to look at the relationship, the bonding between Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam and his wives. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he rested on the bed with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that after a bit I noticed that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam looked at me and perhaps he thought that I was asleep. And very quietly, without disturbing me, Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam stood up and he made his way out of the hujra of the chamber of the room. When Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam went out of the room, she says, I will not lie. My ego, this evil thought came into my mind that it is my night, my time and my turn. It is my night, my turn. And has the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gone to visit his other wives? This was just a feeling in the heart. For she loved Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam dearly. And she says in the hadith that it was so painful to see Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam go out of the hujra in her night that she followed Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam out of the hujra in search of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam kahan par tashreef lege? She says that as I came out from my hujra, the noor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such, even in the night, that it was never difficult to find Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And very close to the hujra of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was Jannatul Baqi. And she says that I was in total embarrassment, speechless. What do I see? I see that my beautiful husband, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in sajda making dua for his ummah. Sajde ki halat mein hai aur ummat ke liye dua kar rahe, Jannatul Baqi. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that tears were flowing out of my eyes. But how could I even doubt for a second someone like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says that posture, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam being in sajda, was so beautiful that she just stood there in amazement, watching Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam and his sajda, his worshipping and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that posture, in that halat. And as she noticed that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam stood up from sajda, she quickly ran into the hujra, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his salah. And when he returned to the hujra, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha turned on one side of the bed and she closed her eyes, hoping that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not notice anything. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam looked at Hazrat Aisha. وہ ذات تو ایسی تھی کہ اوپر سے خبر آ جاتی تھی. And she was breathing heavy. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with love and affection said to her, یا حمیرہ. And this was not her name, this was the title that was given to her because of the beauty that Allah had given her. She was the daughter of حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Such an incredible lady that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, on that very night when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, said to her, Ya Aisha, do you know that before this nikah, Jibreel Amin came to me in my dream 3 times and he showed me your photo, your picture in my dreams, and said that this is going to be your wife, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaisi aurat hogi fir? And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Humaira, and Humaira means someone who is red in color. Jo bahut zyada khubsurat ho na, to fir surkhi zahir hoti. Ya Humaira, what is the matter? And she said, O Prophet of Allah, can I hide anything from you? It is impossible. If we try to hide anything from you, Jibreel Amin comes and tells you, and you are fully informed. I shall tell you the truth. And she said that this is what I thought, that perhaps possibly you've gone out of the hujra to visit some of your other wives. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha, Ya Aisha, can a Nabi of Allah betray you? Allah ka Nabi kisi ko dhoka de sakta? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, no, it is not possible, O Prophet of Allah. At that point, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Ya Aisha, Jibreel Amin came to me in the night and he said to me, O Messenger of Allah, this night is the night of Sha'ban, Nisf Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban. And he instructed me to remain in Salah for that entire duration of the night. And this is the dua that Jibreel Amin gave me, which I read in the condition of sajda, in that posture. A'uzu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'uzu bi'rizaka min sakhatik, wa'uzu bika minka. La uhsi sanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. This is the dua. And he said, Aisha, read this dua, radiyallahu ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives equivalent to the hair on the goat of Banu Kalb. Banu Kalb was a tribe famously known for the animals that it owned, for the goats it had. Equivalent to the hair on the goats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives people on this one night only. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made preparation of this night from the month of Rajab. Of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's very famous dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna ila Ramadan. O Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban and show us the blessed month of Ramadan. Yani teen mahine mustaqil, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan mein ye tayyari Allah ki ibadat. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned with regards to the virtue of this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven, and the meaning of descending is Allah ki khususi rahmat. Allah's mercy is with each individual. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and an announcement is made, Hal mim mustaghfirin faghfir lahu. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness? And I am there to forgive him today in this night for all his sins that he has committed. Hal mim mustarziqin faarzuqhu. Is there anyone in difficulty? The provisions, the sustenance is not there for him. Kaam nahi hai, takleef hai. Allah is saying, فَأَرْزُقْهُ, in this night, ask me and I shall give it to you. I shall open up the doors of bounty for you. Rahmat ka darwaza mein khol dunga tumhare liye. هَلْ مِن مُبْتَلٍ فَأُعَافِيَهُ. Is there anyone who is afflicted with disease, with illness, with sickness in this night, ask me and I shall cure you. I am the solution. I am the one who is Shafi. I am the one who gives you Shifa. Ask me. It is incredible, my respected brothers and elders, on the subject of illness, sickness, in the times that we live in. Although human beings today can boast that insaniyat is progressing in technology, but wallahi al-azim, it is retrogressing in morality. Progress mein to bahut aage hai, lekin akhlaq mein sifar hai. Though insan can boast today that he has touched the air and he travels in mid-air, but at the same time he has polluted the air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wine and alcohol is being consumed in mid-air. Sharab insan peeta hai hawa ke upar, hawa mein. Zina is taking place up in mid-air. Though perhaps in theory, insan has advanced himself in the different modes of traveling and communication has become very, very easy. But practically, my respected brothers and elders, life has become even more difficult and even more of a challenge than before. There was a time when there were 10 members in the family and only one person would work, all 10 were happy. There was a time when 10 members of the family and only one would work in that family and all 10 were happy. Today things have changed. All 10 members of the family work, not one is happy. Not one is happy. Frustration, tension, depression is the order of the day. It is the modern day poverty. Afrika ki andar ya dusre ilaqon mein insaan ko rozi nahi milti. And in countries where there's affluency, poverty has got a different label. Poverty has got a different name. We may eat 3 times a day, but poverty is in the form of tension. Poverty is in the form of frustration. Poverty is in the form of depression. Happiness, joy, and prosperity is something of the past. Wo to hamare kabireen the us zamane mein ki ye koi takleef unko nahi thi. Never mind something tragic that would happen and possibly that would warrant depression, some form of depression. Bhai, accident ho gaya. Some close family members have, Allah forbid, has passed away. Giving you an example. And that man might go in some form of depression. Pareshani, aap samajh le. But today we are living in a time that even the slightest difficulty that has not even touched insan, and it is sufficient for him to suffer from depression. Thori si taklif. The doctor has not even diagnosed this individual that he is suffering from cancer or he is suffering from illness. Nothing has materialized yet, but that fikr is there, fear is there, fear is there. Allah is giving him rosy, business is good, but he has no sukoon, constant fear, constant fear. What will happen if my clients go away? What will happen if this happens? What will happen if that happens? He is in a state of continuous depression. Subhanallah al-Azim. Remember one thing, my respected brothers and elders, as they say in English, money can buy you a bed, but money can't buy you sleep. Sahi ya ghalat? Insan water bed mein so jaye. Water bed, you know, you move from right to left. Money can buy you a house, but money can't buy you a home. Insan, sukoon, Allah has not kept sukoon. Allah has not kept sukoon in the capacity of this dunya, remember that. Allah has not kept sukoon, peace, tranquility in the capacity of this dunya. That is why you give a child the best of toys. The best of toys. He will play with it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then he will throw it on your face. I don't want it. Khilona nahi chahiye usko. Why? Allah has not kept sukoon in the capacity of this dunya. Humne sukoon ko samjha hi nahi. We have not understood what is sukoon, peace, tranquility, what is it? Some people feel that having a beautiful wife, that is a means of sukoon. Some people feel that if I have a degree, that is the means of sukoon. Some people feel that, oh, I will go out and enjoy myself for a weekend somewhere. That is sukoon. Yes, sub-artificial sukoon for a period of time. Insan indulges himself in a sin, guna, zina, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. There might be some elation in him. But after that, again, that condition is even worse. And that is why people resort to drugs and alcohol, and then the final step is suicide. Why? Because Allah has not kept sukoon in the capacity of this dunya. Insan ko sukoon nahi mil raha. Subhanallah al-Azim, my respected brothers and elders. Would you believe me if I say to you that Fir'aun also suffered from depression? Would you believe me? How many people would believe me? Lift your hands up. Very few. So the people here would not believe that Fir'aun was suffering from depression. Fir'aun was suffering from depression. Jo Allah ke saath ta'alluq rakhta hai, usko depression nahi aata. Subhanallah. When the fortune tellers told Fir'aun that a child will be born and he will take away your kingdom, your sultanate, your power in Egypt, your palace, everything will be crumbled away. And that one child will be born and he will be your enemy. And the fortune tellers told him that. And even after giving his decision that every firstborn child must be executed and killed, hazaron ki tadad mein bachchon ko qatl kar diya gaya Egypt. And the fortune tellers were referring to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Musa alayhi salatu was salam was not even born. Yaad rakhe mere alfaz mein kya keh raha. Musa alayhi salatu was salam was not even born. The man for 300 years who did not suffer from pain in the head or pain in the body. The minute he was informed that someone is going to be born and he will take away your wealth and all that you possess, the Mufassireen have mentioned وَطَارَ نَوْمَهُ, that he would suffer from insomnia, that he had sleepless nights. رات کو سونا اس کے لئے حرام ہو گیا تھا. And this constant fear was in him. That who is this child? Who is this child? Ye bacha kaun hoga? Kaun hoga? لَا يَطِيبُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. And it is said that for him, he would not enjoy the food and he would not enjoy the drinks. Why? Because information was given to him that someone will be born and he will take all these things away from you. And yet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not born, but Fir'aun was suffering from depression. And aliyazu billah, as Muslims also, we have that same attitude. Why? I can only think of two reasons. The yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weak that everything happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, perhaps sabr, forbearance, is no longer there in the Muslim community. Sabr ka madda humse chhut gaya. We no longer have that sabr. We expect that, okay, we are Muslims, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, takleef should not come to us. My respected brothers and elders, remember, having Allah on your side does not mean that you are given a ship that will sail in an ocean without waves. Having Allah on your side does not mean that you have a ship that sails in an ocean without waves. Having Allah on your side means having a ship that sails in the ocean with waves, but waves that cannot drown your ship. Waves that cannot drown your ship. That is the difference. تکالیف تو آئے گی, موج کے تھپیرے کشتی کو ضرور لگیں گے, لیکن ایسے تھپیرے نہیں ہوں گے کہ تمہاری کشتی ڈوب جائے. کیوں؟ اللہ کے اوپر توکل ہے, اللہ کے اوپر بھروسہ ہے. And this is what we have to produce today, that yaqeen that everything comes by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you go to the professionals, a slight pain here, a slight pain here, and a slight pain here, and because the professionals can no longer diagnose you in the correct way, and they say, well, you've got tension, frustration, depression, take antidepressant tablets. Take antidepressant tablets. And I was just discussing that with the doctor today. I don't know if Dr. Sahib is here today. Subhanallah al-Azim. And once you take the tablets, it is addictive. Abna le tabbi masla, le tabbi masla. And the side effects are different. And what happens? When Allah has not kept sukoon in the capacity of this dunya, do you think the doctors that have prescribed you antidepressant tablets, that will give you relief and shifa? Haan, koi problem ho physically, koi bimari ho, ye aur baat. But zehni pareshani, qalbi pareshani, that can only be removed by the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I see Dr. Sabi sitting there. And in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a cure for 99 ailments. And one from the 99 is depression. Is a cure of 99 ailments. And one from the 99 is depression. Kabhi is tasbih ko to azmaye, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah parka. What has happened to the Muslim community, my respected brothers and elders? Little things. We are meant to be, and we have to be positive and confident in the time that Allah has given us. We cannot, Allahu Akbar, on little matters, go back and suffer and surrender and isolate ourselves. Kuch hoga to kehte ji, jadoo ka asar hoga. Kuch hoga, something different, jinn has gone on him. The jinn does not go to Mr. Smith, Mr. Jack, Mr. Tony, Mr. George. But the jinn goes to Muhammad Yusuf Abdullah Abdul Rahman. Kamal ki baat hai na? Kya baat hai? And Allah give these amilins the tawfiq who play around with the jinn and who make the life of the believers a misery. And if there is any physical problem straight away, and then you see him talking differently and his pattern of sleep changes, and subhanallah, when you take these tablets, you be pagal nahi tha wo bhi pagal ho jaye, jaise doctor ne mujhe kaha, jo pagal nahi tha wo bhi pagal ho jaye. Allah, give us the tawfiq. Calamity and difficulty will come. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aba Dhar, Ya Aba Dhar, Atara anna kasrat al mali huwa al ghina? O Abu Dhar, do you think that having a healthy bank balance, that is richness? Do you think that if you have wealth, that is richness? And waqillat al mal huwa al faqr? And that you have, when you lack in your provision, that is poverty? Hazrat Abu Dhar radiallahu ta'ala and said, O Prophet of Allah, this is what we understand of the definition of faqr and ghina. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La, no, that is never true. That is never true. Innamal ghina ghina al qalb. Wealth, the greatest wealth is contentment of the heart. Contentment of the heart. Insan ke dil mein sukoon ho. Isse barkar koi daulat nahi hai. Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Allah give him jazai khair. Someone said to him, Hazrat, how will you describe your life? He said, Adi rail, adi jail. What did he say? A great scholar. Jisne qadianiyon ko nikala tha. Adi rail, adi jail. This is my life. From one destination to another destination I go, talk to the people, and then maybe the police see me, catch me, put me in prison, come out, go, catch me again, go out, do my work, come back in prison. Adi rail, adi jail. And he says that once when I was in prison, and he put his shawl down, and Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was given that voice, when he would read the Quran, even the jinns would stop to hear him. This is no mubalag. And he says, when I was put in prison, what do I do? He said, I would just sit down with my shawl in front of me. And it was the non-Muslims, they're Hindu log te. And I would face the police that were in front of me and look at them and read in front of them, Yasin, wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamin al-mursaleen, ala siratim mustaqim. And Hazrat Mawlana Ataullah Shah Bukhari would say, I would see them weeping. غیر مسلم تھے روتے تھے until the superior officer would come and would look at what is happening here, that all of them are crying, and he would come and he would touch the legs of Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari, touch the legs of Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari and plead to him and say to him, Hazrat, for the sake of your Allah, stop reading the Quran, otherwise we will all die here. Musliman or depression? Musliman jiske haath mein Quran or depression? Allahu Akbar Kabira, my respected brothers. What do we take dunya as? Difficulty will come. Contentment of the heart is the greatest ni'mah, greatest ni'mah. Look at the condition of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. Look at the condition of Abu Bakr Siddiq when Khilafat was given to him. Look at the condition of Umar Farooq. When the enemies were in front of him, everybody was there in front of him. Look at the iman and yaqeen of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Hazrat Umar Farooq and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said to him, how many people do you need to fight this vast army in its millions? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, just give me two sahabi, two companions and including myself, three. Kya yaqeen tha? What were they looking at? This was the firm yaqeen, and difficulty came to them. وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ. And they were shaken until some of them said to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when will the Nusrat of Allah come? It was not all merry times for them. Difficult times came to them. Subhanallah al-Azim. Three people and he is prepared to take the vast army. What was the yaqeen? This was the sabr they had. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should be content. Dawai karna sunnat hai, no doubt. Lekin tawakkul, yaqeen rakhna Allah par, ye musalman ke liye zaruri hai. And the greatest weapon for a believer is sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr go together. Hazrat Atta radiallahu ta'ala an, once he was saying that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an came to me and said to me, Ya Atta, shall I show you a woman from Jannah? Shall I show you a woman from Jannah? And Hazrat Atta said, please show me that woman from Jannah. Hazrat Ibn Abbas pointed at an Abyssinian lady in front of them. Ye Habasha ki rehne wali ek aurat thi. And said, this lady is a lady of Jannah, Jannat mein jane wali. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas continued to explain. And he says that once this lady came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, I suffer from epilepsy. I suffer from epilepsy. I come to you hoping that you will make dua and Allah will give me shifa from epilepsy. Aur Huzur alayhi salam haath uthaye to dua kabul honi ya nahi honi. To fir Huzur alayhi salam ne farmaya ke is raat mein jo aadmi dua karta hai khulus ke saath to Allah kabul karta hai. Aap ne dua karni hai khulus ke saath. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at this Abyssinian lady. And what did he say to her? And this is a lesson for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the mothers and sisters, and for the men folks that are here. A lady suffering from epilepsy, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said to her, In shi'ti da'autu laki. If you want money is spent today in anti-aging products, and if there's wrinkles, all of a sudden women go into depression. Sirf wrinkles aa gaye, depression ho gayi. Neend haram ho jati hai. Teenage girls, Muslim girls, 15, 14, 13, 16, 17, a few spots on the forehead, and that is it. And sleepless nights. This is a fact. Itne fashion conscious aaj hum ho gaye. Allah give us the tawfiq. Here a lady comes and she says, I'm suffering from epilepsy. O Prophet of Allah, make dua for me. If Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam wanted, he would have made dua for her instantly. But no, Ab sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained to her, taught her that you are not in Jannat, you are in dunya. And in dunya, both work together, khair and shar. The good days come to you and difficult moments come to you. The good days come and difficult moments come. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away. Hazrat Umar Farooq was made shaheed. Hazrat Umar Farooq was made shaheed. Difficult moments come. And then Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said to her, Wa in shi'ti, in sabarti walakil jannah. And Huzur alayhi salam says, if you wish, I will make dua and Allah will give you najat and cure you from epilepsy. But if you do sabr, wa in sabarti, look at the ta'aleem. If you do sabr of the bimari that is with you, wa in sabarti walakil jannah or lakil jannah, I promise you on the mouth of rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jannat is for you. It is entirely up to you. Whatever you tell me, I will do. And she looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, O Prophet of Allah, if you can guarantee me Jannat, I will do sabr. I will do sabr. And she further, in the hadith it comes that she requested again to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sharmo haya us waqt masturat mein thi. Alaki, she was ma'zoor. She says that, O Prophet of Allah, when this attack of epilepsy comes, my satr opens up and my satr is exposed. And that happens to me at any time, even in front of public. And I am not in control. So my satr is exposed. The least you could do for me, O Prophet of Allah, is make dua for me that when this attack comes of epilepsy, my satr is concealed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for her, Allah give her Jannah, and when she suffers from this bimari, make sure the satr is concealed. Isn't this a great lesson for us, my respected brothers and elders? وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. Listening to the radio once, and we live in such a promiscuous society that today guna is no guna, unfortunately. Even youth indulge themselves in guna. And there was this man, not a Muslim, who came and he spoke out, radio ke andar interview wagera sab ki lete the, generally. And there he was boasting. And he was boasting Astaghfirullahi lazim. My respected brothers and elders, aur gunah ke baad gunah ko zahir karna, ye itna bada gunah hai, itna bada gunah hai, ke wo gunah saat nasal tak pahunchta hai. Until seven generations because of that one gunah, and he is bragging and showing off, oh I can do this, oh I did that, oh I am going out with that lady, oh I did this, oh take it, no problem, this is normal, this is okay, it happens. Wallahi lazim, my respected brothers, talking on the subject of depression. You know why the bulk of humanity is suffering from depression? Not because of anything. They only suffer of depression because of guna, sins that they indulge in. And this is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna sidqa tumanina. With honesty, divine happiness is granted. And when you look at the word of Sidq, you can broaden that word into many different words. And to understand the hadith even in a simplified way, piety, loyalty, honesty opens up the door of divine happiness. Piety, loyalty, happiness, piety, honesty, and loyalty opens up the door of divine happiness. Aadmi kaam ta nahi. He does not need to hide his mobile phone from the wife. Maybe the wife will catch him. Who is texting you? He does not need to hide. Why? He is a truthful person. He is an honest man. Sachai ke andar khauf nahi hota. Wa innal qizba riba. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in lies, in vice, in disloyalty, Allah opens up the door, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give jazai khair, and may karoro durood be upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word he uses is riba, and riba in the Arabic language means restlessness, which can be translated as depression also. When you lie, when you indulge in gunah, sins, that is the time you are restless. Gunah ki wajah se insan pagal ho jata hai. Gunah ki wajah se insan se chain hata diya jata hai. Yes, if the doctors can give us some anti-sin tablets, that's okay, ke bhai ye dawa peene se gunah se aadmi bach jaye. To phir beshak aap le le, beshak le le. Lekin anti-depression is a form of escapism, camouflaging the truth. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change yourself, transform yourself. Difficulty will come. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an came to his house. Bibi Fatima was there. And he said to Bibi Fatima, is there anything, any food in the house? For weeks there was no food in the house. For weeks there was no food in the house. And Hazrat Ali was given an answer that there is no food. Hazrat Ali was so hungry. Insan hai. Insan ko bhook lagti hai. Hafto se kuch khana nahi tha. He said to Bibi Fatima, Fatima, why don't you do me a favor? Today you go to your father's house, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke paas jao, and explain our situation in the house, that we have no food. Maybe some arrangements can be made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, looking at the desperation of Hazrat Hassan Hussein and Hazrat Ali, and the condition of Hazrat Ali and the condition of Bibi Fatima herself, she goes with modesty, with haya, and she knocks on the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ghaliban Umme Ayman opens the door, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, in a very polite way, look at the introduction that she gives for the problem that she is suffering with. She said, Ya Rasulullah, هَذِهِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ These angels, تَعَامُهُ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّحْلِيلِ The food for them is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This is the food of the Malaika. فَمَاذَا تَعَامُنَا What is the food for us? ہمارے لئے کیا خانہ ہے? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood. My brothers in Islam, can you put yourself in that picture that if our daughters are married and this is the condition that there is no food in the house of the daughter for weeks and the daughter comes to the father's house and says to the father, Abba ji, hamare ghar mein kuch khana nahi hai. Imagine the trauma, the difficulty, the pareshani that the father goes through. This is the condition of Bibi Fatima. Hum to thori si takleef mein depression. Thori si takleef mein ji tension, frustration, ji pareshani hai. Don't talk to me. My mood is bad. Thori si takleef. For weeks there is no food. Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam looks at Bibi Fatima. Which father was not prepared to go to the extreme to provide food for the daughter and for the son? Hamare zamane mein aaj walidain bachcho ke liye kitna karte hain. Parents do everything for the children, and they are the same children that don't do anything for the parents. And in this night, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone equivalent to the hair on the goat of Banu Kalb, there are some stipulations, there are some that Allah does not forgive, and one is that child that disrespects the parents. Disrespects the parents. And breaks ties. Aapas mein musalmanon ke saath nafrat, qata ta'alluq, sila rahmi ke baad, ke bajaye qata rahmi. If Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam wanted, he would have made dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given revelation that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you wish, I would turn the mountain of Uhud into gold and that mountain would walk behind you. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, what did he say to Bibi Fatima? He says, O Fatima, the choice is yours. Sun rahe na, thake to nahi na. The choice is yours. I have with me 5 sheep, janwar, 5. Kisi ne diye aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you wish, take the 5 sheep and slaughter it and prepare the meal, 5 sheep. That is up to you. Or if you wish, O Fatima, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is saying to Fatima, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bad'atun minni meri lagte jigar, a portion of my heart. O Fatima, instead of the 5 sheep, I shall teach you 5 words and 5 kalimats that will help you in this world and in the hereafter. The choice is yours. What choice did she make, my respected brothers? The 5 kalimats. And it's not the tasbih of Fatima. That is more than 5 kalimats, isn't it? Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam said to her, O Fatima, in difficulty remember Allah and remember Him by saying, Ya Awwalul Awwaleen, Vaya Akhirul Akhirin, Vaya Rahimul Masaqeen, Vaya Dhal Quwwatil Mateen, وَيَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And remember Allah with these kalimat, Allah will remove the difficulty from you. If Huzur alayhi salatu was salam wanted, he could have given Bibi Fatima everything. 5 sheep and also the 5 kalimat, 5 words, 5 dua, but no. To educate the ummah that look at Bibi Fatima, look at my daughter. Takleef comes to my daughter, takleef will come to you. Insan be sabre mat hona. The level of forbearance should not decrease. Increase your sabr and Allah will give you ajr. Can you imagine, my respected brothers, if the wife gave you a shopping list and in return you came with a taweez to her? What would happen? Siraj, what would happen? They wouldn't kick Siraj. No. Subhan. Bibi Fatima chooses the 5 kalimat. Hamari ghar ki aurte shopping list de. Aur aap yun kahe ke nahi, aaj sabr kar lo, ye wazifa pal le. Pehle to miya hi gusse mein aa jaye. I need my rotis, I need my food, I need everything. The level of sabr is very low down, my respected brothers and elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And may we take the shaitan to be our enemy. And depression that comes, it is from shaitan. That is why the shaitan is known as al-khannas. And al-khannas means the sneaky whisperer. The sneaky whisperer. The one who is a sneaker and he whispers quietly and he plans everything for you. Aaj maine subah ko ye baat bhi kahi thi. He plans the guna for you. He is such a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that free of charge he plans it for you. And the example is in Surah Yusuf, when the brothers were plotting to kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Waqt zyada nahi lunga inshallah. And the Quran says, "Uqtulu Yusuf, awitrahuhu arda yakhlu lakum majhu abikum, wa takunu min ba'dihi qawman salihin." And the brothers were doing mashwira, and the shaitan, the khannas, was whispering in the hearts of the brothers, that not to worry, you have a choice. You either kill Yusuf alayhi salam, or you exile him somewhere far, yakhlu lakum majhu abikum, so there is no one in the middle between you and the father. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. After that, because you have perpetrated this crime, this sin, gunah-e-kabira of killing your own brother, all you have to do is lift up your hands and make dua to Allah and become pious and Allah will forgive you. This is what the shaitan does. And this is what they plotted to do with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is what we have to avoid. At the very first instance, when the waswasa comes, tawakkul, barosa must be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Takalif aayegi. Allah says in the Quran, kamathali shaitan, idh qala lil insani kfur, falamma kafara qala inni bari'un mink. The example of it is when the shaitan whispers in the heart of insan and says, ukfur, commit a sin, ya kufr karo, falamma kafar, kisi ne kufr kiya. Or a lower degree to that would be, if someone sins, then what does he say? Inni bari'un mink. I don't share anything with you now. You are alone in what you have done. You are alone. Abu Sufyan in the Battle of Badr, the devil came to him in the form of Suraqa, the leader of the tribe of Kinana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And this is what the shaitan does. He paints the sin for you. He paints it for you. In a very, that guna looks very sweet. And there is an attraction in that sin. وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. And the devil said to Abu Sufyan, who was in the form of Suraqa, that Abu Sufyan, don't worry, you are fighting the Muslims today, you have nothing to worry. I am going to fight with you. Inni jarul lakum. I am with you, shoulder to shoulder. Subhanallah, yahan shaitan Abu Sufyan ke saath shoulder to shoulder, aur wahan Allah ke farishte sahaba ke saath shoulder to shoulder. فلما تراءت الفئتان نقص على عقبيه. And when the devil saw Jibreel Amin and the group with Jibreel Amin, what happened? Nakasa ala aqibai. He looked back, turned back, and he ran. Abu Sufyan is saying to him, Suraqa, where are you going? Suraqa, kaha ja rahe ho? And he says, Inni ara ma la taraun. Abu Sufyan, what I see, you don't see. Inni akhafullah, now I fear Allah. So this is the fitrat of shaitan, my respected brothers, that he abandons the believer all the time. Once you have perpetrated the sin, he leaves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Maqsad is not bayan, maqsad is to change ourselves. Maqsad is so that we can transform ourselves. The maqsad is to stay awake in the night and ask and beseech and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I end with the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُكْفُلُوا لِي بِسِتٍ أَكْفُلْ لَكُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ. That you promise me and carry out 6 things for me in this dunya. Guarantee me the application of 6 things in this dunya and I will guarantee for you Jannah. Inshallah hum wo karenge. You guarantee for me 6 things. Apply that in the time that Allah has given you in this dunya, and I will guarantee you Jannah in the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-salat, be punctual and regular in your salat. Namaz aisi pare ke shayad iske baad aur namaz parne ki fursat na ho. Namaz aisi na pare ke ye namaz lapet kar hamare chehre par maar di jaye. Namaz aisi na pare ke jaise ke bojh, as if it is a burden. That is, we have no choice but to fulfill this obligation. And the quick sujood and the quick ruku. That is not salat. As-salat was zakah, and give charity and give zakat. Zakat. Wal-amana. And if someone entrusts you with something, kisi ne koi amanat tumhe di, don't do khiyanat in that amanat. Wal-batn, and look after your stomach. Make sure everything that goes in your stomach is halal. Kitni cheeze hui? Chaat. Salat, zakat, wal amana, and wal batan. Kitni baki hai? Do. Wal farj, and look after your modesty, your private parts. Zina se insan bache. Zina se insan bache. Zina ke asbab se bhi insan bache. Wal lisan, and look after your tongue. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, I said, you give me guarantee of the 6 things. As-salat, as-zakah, al-amana, wal-batan, wal-farj, wal-lisan. Namaz, zakat, amanat, stomach, tongue, and the private parts. Look after them in this dunya. Give me guarantee of the 6 things. Akful lakum bil jannah. I guarantee you jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. مختصر دعاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله ہمارے بولنے کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے سننے کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ سب سے بڑی نعمت تیری رضا مندی ہے. ورضوان من اللہ اکبر. یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. یا اللہ تیری ذات تو رحیم ہے کریم ہے. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں ہے. یا اللہ تیری رحمت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کے مقابلے میں یا اللہ تیری رحیمی کریمی کا کیا مقابلہ کیا جائے. یا اللہ عفو کا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ عفو کا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ اس رات کے خیر و برکات کا تو ہمیں مستحق بنا دے. اس رات کا خیر و برکات کا یا اللہ تو ہمیں مستحق بنا دے. یا اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہو تکلیف ہو یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں صادقین میں سے بنا, صالحین میں سے بنا, عاملین میں سے بنا, مخلصین میں سے بنا. یا اللہ ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا. یا اللہ ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا. یا اللہ ہمیں ان لوگوں میں سے بنا جن کے لیے کوئی خوف نہیں ہے, کوئی غم نہیں ہے. اللهم اجعلنا من الفائزين، اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. یا اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما، جن لوگوں نے دعاؤں میں یاد رکھنے کے لیے کہا ہے یا اللہ ان کی جائز تمنا کو پوری فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے رشتہ دار عزیز و اقارب میں سے جن کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما، یا اللہ ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں ایسی زندگی دے، لمبی زندگی ہو یا اللہ، یا اللہ اس میں اعمال صالحہ بھرپور ہو، اعمال صالحہ بھرپور ہو، یا اللہ موقع ایسے وقت پر آئے یا اللہ کہ اس وقت تو ہم سے راضی ہو، یا اللہ موت ایسے وقت پر آئے کہ اس وقت تو ہم سے راضی ہو، یا اللہ مسلمان جہاں کہیں بھی ہو پریشان ہو یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، میاں بیوی میں جو پریشانی ہو یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما، والدین اور اولاد کے بیچ میں یا اللہ جو پریشانی ہو یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے دے، یا اللہ ہم ذاکرین میں سے بن جائے، یا اللہ ہمارے رکوع کو قبول فرما، سجود کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ تلاوت کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ رمضان کا مہینہ ہمیں نصیب کر، یا اللہ رمضان کا مہینہ ہمیں نصیب کر، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا اللہ جیسے صحابہ کرام اجمعین سے تو راضی ہو گیا، یا اللہ کوئی بعید نہیں ہے تیری ذات کے لیے، یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. سبحان اللہ وبحمده سبحان اللہ العظیم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية والهدي، انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اشفنا اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشفنا اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات، اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من احييته منا فاحي للاسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الايمان. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين، رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله. سمعنا وطعنا، غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير، برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.